the NutriMedical Report, and we have a new guest, David Nearly. I don't know if I pronounced your last name correctly, David. How close
That's
did
That's correct, come? Dr. Diggle. How are you today?
Wonderful. And tell us about your company, and I've got a couple simple questions to ask you.
Sure. I work for Vaso Medical Corp. Vaso Medical Corp is an umbrella corporation for Vaso Medical, which produces cardiology monitoring and ECP products. Also, Vaso Healthcare, which is a nationwide distributor for GE imaging products such as CT, MR, ultrasound, X-ray. And then we have an IT division, which also includes some healthcare IT products such as PACS. You may have heard of Picture Archive Communication System. Anyhow, I work for the Vaso Medical Division, involved in the sales and service of cardiac monitoring products and EECP.
Now, what is EECP? Give us the, what do those letters mean, and how did the design originally come about? Because this is an interesting technology, which I'm sure with its history.
Sure. EECP stands for Enhanced External Counterpulsation. It's been around for about 20 years. Dr. Yui actually developed it at Stony Brook, Harvard, MIT, many years ago, 20 years ago, as I said, and we introduced it to the market, and we've stuck with it all these years. There have been a few other companies come and go, but we're still doing it as the leading provider. As far as what it does, it's a treatment for those cardiology patients or cardiac patients with severe angina, for which there has been no other alternative therapy that has helped them, whether it was medical, invasive surgery, catheters and stents. The nice thing about EECP is it's non-invasive. So there's no drugs, there's no surgery, no catheters. It's all not and all a non-invasive therapy.
Now, the interesting thing about it, there's other equivalency to the chest pain. You can have shortness of breath. You can also have cardiac dysfunction. Can be associated with the coronary insufficiency. Can you give us an idea of those kinds of other presentations that can occur when people have what we call circulatory abnormalities? How's that?
Yeah, there you go. Well, actually, EECP is FDA cleared for chronic stable angina, which can, as you mentioned, can include chest pain. Some patients it presents as shortness of breath,
right,
especially heart failure patients, fatigue and coughing. But there are many heart conditions that can cause angina.
Right.
So just to name a couple,
we call angina equivalent syndromes, where you may not have, like, for example, diabetics, because they have neuropathy. It's interesting, diabetics usually don't get chest pain. They have shortness of breath or even congestive heart failure, but they don't get chest pain because the actual nature of diabetes damages the nerves, so they don't have the typical angina that we see of non-diabetic patients. Interesting, eh?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a fascinating thing.
As mentioned, it could be heart failure, atherosclerosis, renal failure, different types of pulmonary disease. There's a significant list of, as you mentioned, diabetes that can cause...
I find vignettes often a way, or little stories, a best way to kind of describe it. I had an interesting conversation yesterday after our show with Dr. Ron Klatz, and he said, well, Bill, you know, he said, he asked this question. He said, well, what do you think causes systolic hypertension? I said, well, it means the heart is pumping against some form of resistance. Now, you have to understand the way the circulatory system works. In a healthy circulatory system, the blood flow away from the heart is pumped by the left ventricle. But it's not the only pump. And I have published literature that shows that in a healthy circulatory system, up to 70% of the circulation of the blood pumped away to your arterioles and capillary system is actually the peristaltic wave of your aorta, the arteries and the arterioles and the arteriovascular bed, the capillaries, including the release of nitric oxide in a peristaltic wave. Like, if you look at it under a microscope, we like seeing a snake swallowing a mouse. There's a peristaltic wave, and if you look at the pressure difference along that vessel and the cross-sectional area, the cross-sectional area and the vessel pressure changes indicates that it's 70% or more of the blood flow in a healthy circulatory system is actually your blood vessels. It's not the heart. It only becomes a higher percentage when your heart starts to, quote, not get the assistance of your vessels, and you develop hypertension, or eventually you get stiff arteries or a stiff heart that can't fully fill, so your diastolic phase doesn't have enough blood flow to pump out to maintain blood, and then the failure effect happens, including, you know, whether it's fluid retention or shortness of breath or chest pain, where the heart is not even supplying enough blood back to itself, so you get angina if the nerves are healthy in a non-diabetic, and if they're in a diabetic, they may just get shortness of breath or develop signs of heart failure. So, and there's no supply back to the heart from the heart itself. The heart only pumps the blood out to the lung fields. There's no circulatory support except the veins and venules actually pump the blood back to the right atrium. 25% of the population has a patent ostium secundum flap valve, which means if there's clots in the that arrive back from the lower body to the right atrium, they can transit across the left atrium and shoot out in the left ventricle to the ascending cerebral vessels to the head, so you can have a stroke or microstroke. Now, what happens to a vessel when it gets inflamed is you have three things that happen that are particularly bad. They're all basically free radicals, but the first one is what's called singlet oxygen and hydroperoxy radical. Second is nitroperoxy radical and the release of homocysteine. What these do is they make the vessel and the mitochondria start to fail. And what EECP therapy does is basically a form of non-stressful cardiac exercise. That's the way I think of it. So these bladders fit over the lower abdomen, over the legs, etc., and they pulse between heartbeats because the reflex response of the vessels, if you train it and you actually create a peristaltic wave, you train the vessels to respond with a better peristaltic wave, and they pick up more of the circulatory load, unloading the heart. That's how it works, isn't it? They unload the... Yep. They train the vessels, and the nice thing about this is I think most insurances, including Medicare, will pay up to 35 sessions of EECP therapy if it's identified they have these criteria that are FDA approved for intervention. So it's a form of vascular exercise. They simply lay on one of these nice fancy beds, have these bladders put on, and they have a cardiac monitor that says between heartbeats we're going to give you a pulse, and these little bladders will squeeze and push the blood. So your blood vessels are getting a little kick by these bladders, which is kind of clever. You know, whoever came up with this realized, hey, they went back to Harvey's model of the heart and realized that the heart doesn't pump all the blood around your body. It's your blood vessels primarily if you're healthy. And in fact, the return to the heart is 100% of the blood vessels. All the return to the right atria is 100% vascular. It has nothing to do with the heart at all. Interesting, isn't it?
Yep.
Now, so I think of this as like cardiac exercise. This would be like a treadmill for your heart. And we're not talking about just regular exercise, we're walking, because a lot of people, their cardiac status is such that you don't want to put them through the stress of a regular exercise program, and you want to train their vessels and target them so they get this cardiovascular, we call paired peristaltic stimulus exercise. When that shearing force of the aorta strikes the vessels, if the vessels don't respond with an adequate peristaltic wave, what this device does is train them. Can you give us more information about how that training course occurs and what kinds of ways people can get to acquire this? They can go to a network of doctors through your organization. They can lease a machine themselves or purchase one. And this should be, to be honest, it should be intervened along with our nutraceuticals we have in NutraMedical, because I've had personal cases where I've referred people. One of the reasons why I contacted you is where we have people with serious angina or congestive heart failure or combinations, and we've rescued them. I remember one gentleman last summer, in particular, is a good example. Ken is his first name. And he was told by his doctors, you got 90 days to live. This is, you're done. And he went to several cardiologists. And he went on our nutraceutical protocol. He started taking hyperbaric oxygen therapy, and he was actually eventually sleeping in the chamber 8 hours. But he was doing EECP therapy multiple times a week. And he recovered to the point where he could work 90-hour days. I mean, he was basically back to being a normal person because he resurrected his circulatory system. I think we should be intervening earlier and monitoring with testing like the EndoPAT and EndoTheelix test that can actually look at your vascular reactivity and a new blood pressure cuff we sell on our site called a BioCuff, developed and researched in Europe, that actually looks at how stiff your vessels are. Because if your vessels aren't working, your heart's going to get extra strain and wear, and eventually it's going to develop angina, stiff arteries, you get calcified plaque, which you can see in a high-speed CT scan, or a transesophageal echo or a CINTI scan. And we have all these parameters now, including the Technion Institute to develop the EndoPAT and Endothelix test in Israel. So it's not a guess anymore whether this is going to be beneficial. The doctors and cardiologists can plug into your network and find a doctor that can not only diagnose them correctly and see if they fit the FDA criteria, but can plug them into the program to see if 35 sessions increases their cardiac function. So it's miraculous, really. The number of people we've helped just that are listening to the program in the last, say, a year or so, with our nutraceuticals to assist the mitochondria and their cardiac function, combined with the cardiac exercise of EECP, is amazing. It really is. So I'm sure that there's a change in policy coming. Now, what's the current policy with the American College of Cardiology? What's their approach to this? And what stage of disease have they in the past, or are they currently moving toward, that they think is an adequate time to intervene with this type of treatment?
Well, presently, the United States American College of Cardiology and American Heart Association recommended at what they call a level 2B for use. And unfortunately, their guidelines prescribe things such as stents and drugs and bypass surgery, things like that, before you get to this level. So if you want to go through them and they follow the prescription as it's written, that's what they do and how they do it. And
a lot of cardiologists
reimbursement.
A lot of cardiologists can step out of that and can qualify you for that. They will jump over necessarily doing all these other things before they put you through this. To be honest, if you have a non-invasive treatment, it would make sense to do this first and see if you don't respond well. You're a stent candidate or a bypass candidate. But if you have serious enough disease, and I know I referred when I was in practice in Denver to the Lutheran Hospital Medical Center, and there was one of five centers that did what's called the alligator heart procedure. And what you do is you put a catheter up in their groin, you put 400 or 500 holes in their heart, and you give them a vascular, endothelial vascular gene-activating peptide, and they grow hundreds of little vessels in their heart wall, so they have a heart like an alligator that doesn't have individual larger coronary vessels. You know, it helps some people, but obviously it's pretty invasive, and it's probably pretty damned expensive, too, if you have insurance, unless you have Cadillac insurance. My guess is this makes a lot more sense to do a non-invasive exercise than to start doing surgery or other things. So it's up to your cardiologist, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's up. You're always in the hand of your cardiologist as to what they want to prescribe for you next.
Yeah, but I think that there's enough good cardiologists now. If they go through our link, which we have now on the front page of NutraMedical, they're going to get directly to your corporation. They can sign in and they can get email updates and see all kinds of information about what EECP is. But they can also find out a network of doctors, how they can connect to leasing companies, how they can purchase if they want to purchase the technology. I usually tell people to go through the steps first of getting a cardiologist that's familiar with ECP in your part of the country or outside the country, and then visiting them and seeing if you can do other quantitative testing to see what your vascular reactivity is with, say, EndoPAT or Endothelix. Because I think these baselines and repeated tests before and after ECP is probably essential to determine if your vascular peristaltic, shearing force reactivity is restoring to allow the vessels to unload the heart. Because really, that's the ultimate criteria. You want to measure twice and cut once like a good carpenter, a cardiologist in a sense, that you want to measure. And if you measure and show that it's improving, maybe you want to do more than 35 sessions, but it's up to your cardiologist. The thing is that Medicare and many insurances will cover at least a number of sessions. And I think if we can get people to combine that with not only nutraceuticals, there's a new drug out now that I'm researching, and there's also natural alternatives that we have right now that'll increase your what's called natriuretic peptide A's inhibitor molecules, such as our catechin and NutriDefense. our VeinaWay, which is niacinamide, which is similar to nobilitin, which is a peptide that comes from oranges. It's from the Spanish orange. And it interferes with what's called the natriuretic peptidase. The drug Entresto combines two things, an ACE receptor blocker and a drug version of a peptidase inhibitor, and it's apparently a pretty, you know, significant improvement in cardiac function. I don't always push drugs, but I think this may be one that, considering the circumstances of people don't want to take natural things, they could possibly consider along with EECP. But I tell people, like any drug you take, there's always side effects and there's dangers like angioedema, whereas EECP is basically pretty well free of side effects, isn't it? It's like, it's exercise for your vessels. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yep, it really is. It's natural. It's almost like natural exercise because it does the same thing as if you were walking or exercising some other way. It causes your vessels to pump more blood back to the heart, and it trains them to be able to pump that blood.
Yeah, one of the things that you can want to talk about is almost a minor version of it would be to jump lay one leg after another on a sports jump trampoline, which we have over on a NutraMedical website, but this is far superior to that because it's a controlled system that has it between heartbeats, so it's going to actually assist the cardiac pulse by transferring to the vessels when that shearing force is coming in and training it to respond. Because remember, the vessels are not just responding to the shearing force wave coming down. There's also a vasa nervorum, or nerves in the vessel wall, that stimulates through the autonomic nervous system a contraction of the vessel. So the autonomic nervous system has a lot to do to play here too, that's being trained in a sense to respond appropriately. Do you know any cardiologists are doing further work on trying to get quantitative ways of measuring using these technologies like EndoPad or Endothelix or anything else to monitor their patients while they're getting the treatment, anything that they're doing now?
I'm not familiar with physicians directly involved in EndoPad, Endothelix, for men measuring endothelial dysfunction. There are hundreds of them doing it, though.
Yeah, to your
point earlier, very often a cardiologist will do a pre-EECP and post-EECP measurement, whether it's with an EndoPad or Endothelix, angio, stress echo, some form of diagnostic tool to scientifically measure and document.
Right. They might do, for example, a pharmacological stress test or non-pharmacological, putting them on an actual treadmill, and look at their cardiac index and so on. And when they check these different parameters, they can say, you've shown this much improvement because we did this treatment. And maybe they'll monitor it and see if you need another pulse or set of them, say, 3 or 6 months down the road. So I think it's going to reduce the number of cardiac in admissions to hospital. It's going to slow the progression of heart failure. And it's going to, in many cases, allow people to restore their circulatory system without the interventions of surgery or possibly toxic drugs. But, you know, I think the combination of mild hyperbaric oxygen treatment, EECP, and our nutraceuticals is already proven to be amazing. But EECP is available now, and we can get you plugged into a cardiologist to evaluate you.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Stay right here. Yeah, we got you for another couple minutes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And welcome back to the Nutramedical Report. We have David here. He'll be back in a few weeks to remind us about EECP. I'm sure you have a relative out there or yourself that has problems. Most people don't realize there's a progression from hypertension to vascular failure to heart failure. The rate of heart failure is increasing by 400%. Last week we announced that with the new findings that just was published on March 10th in the American College of Cardiology, that Zika virus is now a major factor causing young people an immediate onset of serious heart failure. Now, there's a lot of vascular disease, including vessel problems. And a newer test now, like high-speed CT scans with the calcium score, CINT scans, transesophageal echograms, all kinds of tests now can actually determine, including pharmacological stress tests, whether or not you have vessel failure. The fact that EECP is, along with our, as I say, the triad of nutraceuticals, EECP, and hyperbaric oxygen, is literally semi-miraculously improving function. We also have peptides from the European Academy of Sciences. We can target the heart and the vessels with these peptides that are heterochromatin protein peptides that are basically modulating your genetic expression for regeneration of the tissues in your stem cells. So EECP is basically vessel exercise. That's all it is. And you'll see a picture right below the MG12 on the affiliate section, and you'll see what looks like a computer screen on the side of this bed with a little hoop in it, so it's real comfortable. You look like, hey, this looks like a spa. It is. You lay down. They put these little cuffs on your arms and legs, and they have monitors on your heart. So between heartbeats, these little bladders pump and pump the blood through your legs and arms. That's it. You lay down, I think, what is it, a half-an-hour session, usually?
One-hour session.
One-hour session. You lay down for 1 hour, and your vessels exercise. It's like you take someone out who you wouldn't really want to walk because maybe they can't because they're so short of breath or their angina or chest pain is so severe, and you simply lay them down when they're in a nice, stable situation, and you exercise their vessels. And as you mentioned, as you just came back from this big meeting, the American College, was it the cardiology or what other meeting was it?
Yeah, American College of Cardiology.
Right, and you had a number of vignette stories that are pretty remarkable, people on heart transplant lists, and now they've taken off the list because they're out walking. I mean, that's pretty damn miraculous. Now, if you add our nutraceuticals, and you add maybe other things like hyperbaric oxygen, like our gentleman Ken is on, and you add things like our peptides from the European Academy of Sciences, Dr. Cavinson in St. Petersburg, you're able to then start reversing illness and actually reversing vascular disease and seeing the drop in the calcium score in your high-speed T scan, and before and after, you know, echograms and other tests to look at, you know, your cardiac index. These are non-invasive ways of dealing with things, and I would like to see, and again, I'm hoping that there's cardiologists listening, because we do have doctors that listen to the program and consult, that they change their policies slightly. And of course, a lot of the doctors and cardiologists do have a lot of wiggle room. I mean, they feel this is appropriate to start this now before doing stents and bypasses and other things, they'll put you through this. And it's a pretty easy thing. I mean, if you give someone 35 sessions and they're going in, what's the average, 2 or 3 times a week?
The protocol is 1 hour session, 5 days a week for 7 weeks.
Right. So if you do, say, 7 weeks, your doctor can determine after 7 weeks or roughly 2 months if it was beneficial. If it is, maybe you're taking off a list to do a surgery, or even, as they say, these cases where they're on a transplant list because they're in such terminal states. Pretty neat, eh? So just contact David. Just go down the list of our front page to Vasomedical, EECP, angina, or CHF, shortness of breath equivalent therapy, and plug into their network and find out all about it. It will help you with the nutraceutical side and the other issues, and you'll get a cardiologist that can evaluate you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of 5 Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 12/24/36. Get your copy today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back to the Nutramedical Report. We have Fareed, and we're talking about CardioVascets, a very prized cardiac nutraceutical. In fact, I have it, and I only take capsules in the morning. I don't take a low dose. I take 3 capsules, and I have it in my drink right now. And my drink, actually, I will drink during the show, usually finished by the third hour. How many drops do you think I have in my drink, which contains our Sports Energy Light, Beat VO2 Max Powder, Brain Mag, usually some Combine? How many drops do you think I have in my drink?
20?
No. Go higher.
40?
Higher.
100?
60. At least 60. At least 60. Wow. Maybe more. Probably more than that, actually. It's more like 80. Now, and the reason why I do that is that I notice if I feel really good at a certain level, I'm going to push it. So I tell people, I've seen some people, they say, well, I'm a certain size man, and I'm taking 15 drops, and I'm not feeling better. I'm thinking, are you kidding me? You're not a grandma. And if you even are a smaller woman, and your pressures are not responding, your vessels are stiff, maybe it's because they've been stiff for 15 or 20 years, and for them to become compliant again and start relaxing again and decalcifying again, etc., you're going to need a higher dosage, at least for a while, until the vessels start to respond. If you have a biocuff, or you do a test called endopat or endothelix, like we mentioned on the last segments with David Nierley of the Basal Medical and EECP, which is basically an enhanced extracorporeal counterpulsation therapy. This is a miraculous vascular exercise. And when you combine it with our nutraceuticals, including especially CardioVasc and our mitochondrial support like CoQ10 Supreme, the sustained carnitine called VascuCare Carnitine, Omega Supreme Pro, which is our monoglyceride omega krill, and mitochondrial support, plus maybe things like our nutriodine, you're going to start finding your vessels are going to behave better. But the most important of all is cardiovascular. We have many people who don't have a giant budget, and they say, doc, just give me something to make me better. In fact, we recently donated to one of our, I won't mention the host, who wanted to have a bottle because he had a stroke last fall, but we had on the program recently, and he feels a lot better on it. I mean, you'll notice right away, it's not just the fact that you may have vascular or blood pressure problems. You'll notice that, hey, my brain is working better, my memory's better, I'm having better erections if I'm a middle-aged or older male. I'm not noticing my hands and feet cold as blocks of ice. And we'd sometimes have to add other things to overcome Raynaud's syndrome, but the first big step in even restoring vascular circulation to your lower extremity, where 1 in 20 males over age 40 has a 93% blockage to a major artery below their knee, that's a big deal. And people don't understand that, unfortunately, most of the doctors are just going to slap your blood pressure, pat you on the back after a SMAC test, which is a SMAC blood panel. And if you're okay and your urine doesn't have, you know, cloudy or bloody or whatever, and your PSA is okay, they're going to just say you're fine. And in fact, you may not be fine. You may actually have a blocked artery in your leg and may be on the road to calcifying your blood vessels. And even if your blood pressure is okay, your perfusion may be in your boots. Because, you see, blood pressure doesn't just measure perfusion. It doesn't. So that's a really big deal. So cardiovascular, lower blood pressure, but it also improves perfusion and performance and organ perfusion, including your heart, brain, kidneys, etc. So it's going to protect them from further deterioration in function. So let's go through some of the components to explain why this is so and why we'll add other things to the cardiovascular, but it's the central point. Because the most important thing to extend your lifespan is that your circulatory system is working good. Your blood vessels are doing their job, so your heart doesn't have to work overtime, and then you go into heart failure or get calcific vascular disease and end up with stents or bypasses. So let's go through each component to explain why we're on it. So I'm looking at my bottle. I'm thinking, I think you're correct. I think I got about 90 drops in this jug. And, and, of course, I also have a whole lot of NutriIodine in there as well, as a Beat VO2 Max and our ATP-generating sports energy light drink. So this is what I call my power drink to get through the morning. And it has the green coffee extract to slowly release it, so it's better than the 5-hour energy drink. It's more like a 9-hour energy drink, but it doesn't blast me through the ceiling or cause stress hormones. So let's go through each component and explain why it works for people.
Sure. Well, one of the most important components is the Hawthorn beef and flour extract.
Now, that one is different because there's advertisements, including on this radio network, of Extendivite, which is a knockoff, and it's not the original formula. And it's not from the parts of the plant, and every batch doesn't test the biomolecule to be present in every batch to make sure it's actually stable and at the right concentrations. If you don't choose the right plant and the right part of the plant, and you don't test every batch for the biomolecule, what are you doing? And again, all these knockoffs like Extendivite, Heart and Body, Strauss Heart Drops, are all inferior products, and when people switch to ours, they say, my gosh, it's working. So I want people to kind of grasp that, understand. I made this sarcastic comment last week. How many people do you think listen to the Nutramedical Report or watch your videos either on live stream, simulcast, on live stream, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook? What do you think our aggregate audience per week is?
I'm guessing it's over a million.
Yeah, well over many million, actually. Probably we have a bigger audience than MSNBC. Now, what do you think the ratio is of people that listen to our advice and go off on their own and decide to select their own nutraceuticals rather than getting ours? It's probably 10,000 to 1, okay, which is not good. It means they're picking an inferior product thinking they're going to get the same result as when we talk about on the show. Don't do it.
Right.
And not only that, our pricing is great. I mean, when I hear the pricing that is put out, if you get a large bottle of cardiovascular and you're a female, it's going to last you one of our bottles with free shipping for 4 months. If you're a male, it'll last you 2 months. So why would people be stupid enough to take something that may not do the benefit? Doesn't have the batch. Every batch is checked for the biomolecules. Every batch uses the right part of the plant. And then we give you advice of what other nutraceuticals to take and even what cardiac tests to validate if what you're doing is actually benefiting you. I mean, we're not just trying to flog vitamins and nutraceuticals. We're trying to promote health. So we want you to actually test to prove that what we are giving you is Class A, 7-star nutraceutical products that are going to transform your life. I mean, that's why I take it. I don't want to be a cardiac victim. I don't want to end up with serious problems. I mean, my grandfather died of diabetes because he was a candy maker at 13. And I have tendencies myself to diabetes, and if I don't take care of myself, I will end up a vascular cripple, and I'm not going to do that. So I take tons of cardiovascular and lots of other nutraceuticals. You don't have to have, say, well, I have a genetic heritage that's going to end up with a catastrophic condition. You can decide to start intervening, but if you take inferior products, you're not necessarily going to avoid evil, nasty stuff happening to you. So my advice is don't listen to anybody else other than here on the Nutramedical Report, and don't buy other products. Buy what we recommend and get the right nutraceuticals, and it's going to change. Whether you do functional medicine testing or QRMA, it'll change. But I tell people, basically every adult over 20 should be taking cardiovascular. You know, it takes 20 to 30 years of bad behavior and improperly supporting your circulatory system before you get a cardiac event or something happening. Like, a lot of people don't realize, you start in your 20s, and by the time you're in your mid-40s or 50s, you've got a vascular event or a blocked artery or your calcified arteries. I had one woman who came into my office back in the early 2000s, and she said, "Doctor, all of my relatives died early, males and females, of cardiac disease." And I said, "Well," she was slim and everything. I was saying, "Well, tell me about your tests." And she threw her tests in front of me. I said, "Oh, my God, these were high-speed CT scans with calcium scores, and they look like a 90-year-old. I think, my God, man. She says, "Yeah, I want to reverse it." So I gave her nutraceuticals, and, of course, we started back years ago giving people cardiovascular, and we started seeing their calcium scores on their high-speed CT scan reversing. Wow. And we can add other things like minoquinone 7, gamma E plus to stop peroxynitrate, cell detox, glutathione, omega supreme, krill, which is astaxanthin, and omega pro. But the first and most important component is cardiovascular. If you're not taking care of your vessels will take care of you. You're going to take flight because you're going to be dead. It doesn't usually give you a lot of advance warning. What's the first symptom in males or females that you got cardiac disease? It's called faceplant syndrome.
Yep.
They don't necessarily survive to run to the ambulance to the hospital and the ICU. They're dead and they stay dead. People don't know that, yep. Do they? That's the most common symptom. Pretty hard symptom, exactly. To get over, death.
Yep, yep. No way to really deal with it, is there?
No, unless they have a miracle happen, which is very rare, but does happen once in a while, where we see people come back.
Yeah, after once every 2,000 years or so, right?
Well, even more often than that, but it's rare. It's rare. We see circumstances happen. We can't explain it. Now, the thing about cardiovascular, let's go through each of the components. We've got root, leaf, and flower of the hawthorn, which is unique to cardiovascular. What's the next component?
So then we have the aged garlic extract.
Now, aged garlic has more than one component. It's not just the allicin, which we have in our allicin med, and Alimax. It's also other components that actually block angiotensin-converting enzyme, because when your kidneys are perceiving your perfusion's poor, it jumps out and pushes the ACE inhibitors, ACE, basically. And the angiotensin-converting enzyme, you take drugs to block your blood pressure with ACE inhibitors or ACE receptor blockers. Because when ACE is put out by your kidneys, it's going to make your vessels clamp down and your heart is pumping now against resistance. Not good. Okay, next component.
So then we have the cayenne.
Now, cayenne is a vasodilator. It basically helps release nitric oxide. We use it with Veet VO2 Max and Supernox. Supernox, by the way, has actinose, so it prevents you from developing what's called peroxynitrate radical. People just used to take arginine only or citrulline, and if you take those, in many cases, you'll get a surge of nitroperoxy radical, which is really, really bad. So you want a Supernox, and you want to take also our Beet VO2 Max, and to stop peroxynitrate, you want to take the gamma A plus tocotrienols. Regular vitamin E won't. In fact, if anything, it'll actually make the problem worse. So you want cardiovascular. Next component.
Then we have the ginkgo.
Ginkgo is will reduce blood viscosity and improve microcirculation. So we have people, it's one of the things that kind of opens up your brain. So when you're taking your cardiovascular, people say, "Gee, my memory's working better." What are the three stages of memory? I like these questions to put out there to the public. The first stage is virtual. It's your neural networks, the array that's firing off at a particular moment in time that creates images. And they're all what's called hierarchical, parsed images of neural networks. And the second phase is what's called facilitated pathways. And the third phase is called microtubules. If you don't have good perfusion, you're not going to form microtubules. you're not going to form facilitated pathways, so your brain's not going to actually record a memory. So your learning capacity is dramatically reduced, and your ability to recall memories is reduced. So when you start perfusing the brain, people say, gee, my memory's better. You also notice that they don't get weekend warrior syndrome. We ache like hell because after you went out golfed or walked so many miles or decided to kind of do yard work. You know, the body says, ooh, yard work on Saturday, all day Sunday. They're going, oh, trying to overcome which body part is sore. Right? Well, cardiovascular will reduce that. It's interesting, isn't it? It improves your perfusion so you don't get as many muscle cramps and aches. And if you take that along with, say, our magnesium, you're going to find that you won't wake up at night to be getting a hellish leg cramp because your perfusion to an area of your muscle is reduced, and also it'll help to protect you from, as you're trying to infuse into the tissue, magnesium and potassium. So if your perfusion is not good, your level in the tissues is going to be poor for these important minerals. Next component.
So then we have the bilberry.
Now, you need a dialyzable antioxidant, and other than hydrogen, which is the smallest dialyzable antioxidant, which is why we hydrogenate, for example, our silver, the smallest one that's dialyzable is bilberry, which is kind of cool. It means it will dialyze into your eyeballs, your solid organs, your brain, and other organs, and it protects against free radical singlet oxygen and basically hydroperoxy radical, especially singlet oxygen. So it's a singlet oxygen grabber, and that's important because your cardiovascular system basically creates sparks, if you want to call it. This is a spark suppressor, if you want to call it. Mm-hmm. Okay, next one.
And so then we have the milk thistle.
Milk thistle is going to stimulate your liver to start detoxing. Most people aren't aware that when you're eating fast food and many chemical things like, you know, these foam wrapping boxes they put things in, the oak has chemicals that actually damage your blood vessel walls. So when you start taking things like a bilberry, like milk thistle, you're going to actually stimulate the body to say, hey, I should detox that. Package it and get it out. And when the body's stimulated to detox and you get more out than in, your toxin level in your body drops, and you damage to your endocrine system with xenoestrogens, which are estrogenic molecules that look like estrogenic molecules, but they're hundreds of times more avidly attached to the receptor, or they're vascular interfering molecules that destroy and damage the endothelium. Your endothelial cells are degraded by many of these toxins, and if you get rid of them, the endothelium is healthier. So if you look at somebody that's getting hypertension and other problems, their endothelium looks ratty. If you could actually kind of look at it with a microscope or had a little device, you could, you know, remember that movie where they miniaturized people and they went through a little spaceship through the blood vessels and so on? If you could actually take a picture of the sidewall of people that have heart or vascular disease, it wouldn't look good. It would look like, you know, a badly serviced tunnel with holes and chunks out of the walls. It wouldn't look good at all. Big chunks of calcified plaque laying there, and wires sticking out, and whatever. It would not look good. Now, in a healthy vessel, that's where the cardiovascular comes in. It helps keep the vessel healthier, and it reverses plaque. So if you've got plaque in your arteries, I can't tell you how many times we've had stories where people have had a ultrasound of their legs, and they said, oh my, you need to have a bypass, and if you don't get better, we're going to rebook you in 2 or 3 months or 6 months, and we'll repeat the test. They go back to the cardiologist, the cardiovascular surgeon, and the surgeon says, oh my God, your ultrasound looks good now. I mean, we're going to do surgery now. And he's thinking in the back of his mind, I'm not going to get the bigger boat. You know, I always like to use the boat thing because it makes people laugh. You know, the cardiologist, when he's not working, or the cardiac surgeon, he's out with his boat.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
exactly.
Can't get a bigger boat, man. That's not good.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the next component?
Did we mention the valerian?
Valerian is an autonomic nervous system. If you wanted to say one thing about Western culture and about living in our toxic, environmentally activated radiotoxin and glyphosate, you know, 10,000 plus chemicals in the environment, 7 new ones every day, I would say the word is stress. Environmental stress, geopolitical stress. I mean, just look at the, you're up in Canada, but look at the at the left here in America. I mean, their heads are popping off. They're so enraged that Donald Trump is there doing what he said he's going to do. And, you know, for many people just trying to make ends meet, the stress of life, plus the chemical stress, plus the electrical stress of electropollution, all this stress is really hard on you, and it drives your sympathetic nervous system. So when you take valerian, it calms you down. It calms your blood vessels so they get back to healing and normal reactivity and not spasm. Pretty amazing. Stay right there for me. We'll be back in a moment with last segment.
Nerdy.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And welcome back. And so we're making leaps and bounds forward in terms of intervening with people's health and disease. And we're always adding new nutraceuticals and technologies. The idea that we can now measure the effects of cardiovascular compared to even a few years ago with tests like EndoPatin, Endothelix, and the BioCuff, which we now consult with, you can measure your own, you know, arterial stiffness each day by measuring it with this BioCuff. It's pretty neat. The idea now we can also measure other markers of vascular disease, including levels of nitro and hydroproxy radical, T-bars, 8-hydroxy-2-prime-deoxyguanosine, lipid electrophoresis to look for lipid fractions. The worst lipid fraction, by the way, is small particle HDL. People used to think HDL is, as soon as they hear the word HDL, they think it's good. No. Small particle HDL is the worst. Then VLDL3, and then, of course, trans fatty acids, and peroxidized cholesterol called 9-norepinephrine hydroxycholesterol. But do you think the average cardiologist either knows or even has ever tested these things correctly with lipid electrophoresis? Almost none have done this. That's right. Disturbing. They also don't know about blood viscosity, because when they are prescribing a blood-thinning drug, whether it's Eliquis or Xarelto, these drugs, by the way, the drooling lawyers who also happen to have an MD behind them, or an MD and PhD, are suing the hell out of the drug companies, but the drug company makes so damn much money, they don't care if it causes a quarter million people to either expire or develop serious complications, like having major bleeding events. And so you have to be aware, you want natural alternatives, like our nattokinase and lumbrokinase for blood viscosity, and are simply taking things like omega fatty acids, omega supreme pro and krill. But you start off with simple things like Cardiovasc. I can't tell you how many people who have just taken Cardiovasc and have got tremendous improvement in their circulation that's avoided stroke, heart attack, migraine, headaches, vascular events in their eyes, and loss of kidney function. And we add to that things like our VeinaWay for the kidneys and the blood vessels in the eye, and ultrathiamin B1. Things like our Nutra Defense, which has a catechin, polyphenol that helps to block, along with things like our VeinaWay, the breakdown of natriuretic peptides in the body, which is similar to the drug Entresto that they're now pushing. What do you think the average cost of the drug Entresto is per month to the average person? If you don't have a radio called Cadillac Insurance, it's around $530 a month. So a lot of people say, oh, whoa, man, I can't afford that. That's half my rent, or most of my rent, or whatever it is. So,
right.
What people need to realize is that natural therapies is usually a fraction of the cost. Side effect for you're not going to get angioedema and other problems. And it's like, okay, and you can go test now to see if it actually worked by going to a cardiologist and doing non-invasive tests like an endopath or endothelix. And if you don't want to know where to go, just drop me an email and I'll give you the hyperlink. And you can find a doctor in your area of the country or outside the country that actually is trained how to do this test and has the equipment. Easy sneezy. So what we're trying to do is we know that we're only going to drag the healthcare system into the future by training the public. It's not going to be the health professionals. We saw that with the vested interests that are all blocking any version at all of the repeal and replacement of Obamacare. Now, albeit the healthcare system in Canada is better than what Obamacare was, but it's still not ideal. And people need to know that what we could develop would be the premier system in the world, but it comes down to you. Do you want to be healthy and well? Well, take personal responsibility. Get on Cardiovasc. Get those tests done. Get off as many drugs as you can and as many nutraceuticals as you can, along with exercise. And if you can't exercise, get EECP therapy if you're in a serious heart condition, and we'll make you well. So Cardiovasc. The pathway is to say, if you love your heart, and your heart will love you back, take Cardiovasc. It's the formula for a long and healthy life. Cardiovasc. Drops and capsules equal power.
Perfect.
Okay, next week, yes, send me information on that.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.